In this video, I'll briefly discuss some of the main challenges that Mexico faces, as well as some of the reforms that President Peña Nieto has undertaken already in 2013. While enrollment rates and retention have improved, the quality of education in Mexico remains relatively poor and poses a big challenge for future growth. Mexico doesn't spend a large percent of its GDP on education, and the money that it does spend goes almost entirely to salaries. A recent report notes, quote, of the federal budget spent on education, 97% goes to fund current salary costs, which is the second highest in the OECD. Thus, Mexican schools are seriously under-resourced. Over one quarter of public schools in Mexico have serious maintenance and upkeep problems. Over 75% of public primary schools and over 95% of indigenous schools don't have computer or library facilities. At the primary level, only 1.9% of Mexico's budget goes for capital spending, compared with an OECD average of 7.8%. At the secondary level, it is 3.2% in Mexico, compared with 7.4% for the OECD, and at the tertiary level, it is 4.8% in Mexico, compared to 9.8% in the OECD. The National Mexican Teachers Union has been politically very powerful and also somewhat corrupt. Historically, people could buy teaching jobs or sell their jobs or bequeath their jobs to a relative. Teachers are often not well trained, and the union has up to now resisted any competence testing with consequences. Life tenure is usually granted within 6 months of starting work. Given all this, it's not surprising that test scores aren't strong and the quality of education is weak. Out of 139 countries, Mexico ranks 120th for the quality of its educational system and the quality of its primary education. For the quality of its math and science education, the country is ranked 128th. Another challenge that Mexico faces is a lack of competitiveness in many markets. A 2012 survey of Mexico in the magazine The Economist noted that, quote, a fast broadband connection in Mexico costs nearly twice as much as it does in Chile. It doesn't help that telecommunications are a near monopoly. Carlos Slim, the world's richest man, controls companies that account for about 80% of fixed phone lines, 75% of broadband connections, and 70% of mobile connections in Mexico. In addition, nearly all of Mexico's bread comes from the company Bimbo, cement from Cemex, and television from Televisa. The Economist reports that nearly a third of household spending goes on products with monopoly or tight oligopoly suppliers. Some more examples. Grupo Modelo has 63% of the Mexican beer market, Cemex has 87% of the Mexican cement market, and Televisa has 70% of over-the-air TV market, and was a virtual arm of the PRI in the past. These monopolies and oligopolies raise prices, and especially in telecommunications, they discourage startups and slow down connectedness and innovation. Many were acquired in the privatizations of the late 80s and early 90s and have had close connections to the government. Mexico nationalized the oil industry in 1938. Petróleos de México, or Pemex, is a state-owned oil monopoly. It is also the cash cow of the Mexican government. Around 40% of all federal revenues come from Pemex. Perhaps naturally, the government discourages Pemex from retaining earnings and investing in technology and new discoveries, preferring them to pay taxes and employ a lot of people. In the short run, this might have made sense, but in the long run, it's been disastrous. Drilling was easy at first for Pemex, but as the oil's been pumped, further extraction is harder, and denied funds for investment, Pemex is now quite inefficient and actually loses money. Reform has been politically sensitive because nationalizing the industry was and remains very popular with Mexicans, and Pemex employees belong to a strong union that resists change. In the 2012 presidential election, the PRI candidate won with around 38% of the vote. Lacking a mandate and a majority in the legislature, President Peña Nieto worked with the other two main parties, the PAN on the right and the PRD on the left, and they agreed on the pacto, that all three parties would support a reform effort, especially in issues of education, energy, and competitiveness. An education reform law has already been passed that will, quote, create a system of uniform standards for teacher hiring and promotion based on merit and will allow for the first census of Mexico's education system. Because the 1.5 million member National Union of Education Workers controls the education system, no one knows exactly how many schools, teachers, or students exist in Mexico. Peña Nieto said after signing the law, quote, professional merit must be the only way to be hired, remain in advance as a teacher, director or supervisor, and success will not be subject to discretional criteria. The plan moves much of the control of the public education system to the federal government from the teachers' union, which has been led for 23 years by Elba Esther Gordillo. Under the old law, she hired and fired teachers. Speaking of Elba Esther Gordillo, the head of the National Teachers Union in Mexico since 1989, She has long wielded enormous political power and been relatively untouchable. She was arrested, however, in February of 2013 on charges of embezzlement and organized crime. This may have to do more with her split from the PRI rather than a new spirit of anti-corruption on the part of the government, but it is still an interesting development. A competition reform aimed at Carlos Slim's companies and at Televisa in particular has been announced but not yet passed. According to a recent report, it would, quote, create a new regulator and strengthen current ones, giving these entities, at least in theory, the power to take away licenses and even break up monopolies on their own. It redefines as dominant any company with more than 50% market share, for which companies like Telmex, Telcel, and Televisa all qualify. It opens up the broadcast market by putting at least two new national television channels up for auction, which will be off limits to the current players, and opens up the telecom market for 100% foreign ownership. As for energy reform, the proposals so far have been relatively vague, and they still have to pass the House. But the government has proposed allowing for joint ventures and more investment for Pemex. That is, Pemex won't be privatized, but the government will allow more private sector participation in the energy sector. The information for this video came from many different sources. First, there's a paper called Education and Reform in a book called A New Vision for Mexico 2042, Achieving Prosperity for All. The Education of Mexico chapter is available online. There's a survey of Mexico from The Economist, November 22, 2012. There's an excellent look at Pemex and its current state called Handcuffed, an Assessment of Pemex's Performance and Strategy, and a recent book, Oil and Governance, State-Owned Enterprises and the World Energy Supply. There's also a lot of information about current reform. In 2013, there's an article called Sweeping Education Reform, signed by Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto in the Huffington Post. Shannon O'Neill in 2013 had something in Fortune called Mexico's Road to Economic Sanity. Andres Sada has a great explainer about what is the Pacto for Mexico and gives lots of interesting details. And Duncan Wood has something on oil reform, the expert take from the Wilson Institute, March 4, 2013.